We mentioned that John McCain spent the day in Pennsylvania. It's McCain's third visit to the state in 8 days. Pennsylvania's gone Democratic in the last 4 presidential elections, but Republicans see it as their best chance to turn a blue state red in 2008. NPR's Scott Horsley sent this report.
John McCain plays the Rocky theme at most of his campaign events, but it's especially fitting near Philadelphia, home of the boxer, and where McCain has a steep set of stairs to climb. Most public polls give Barack Obama a double-digit lead in Pennsylvania, but McCain told supporters in suburban Bucks County this morning he's not down for the count.
You know those same pundits that wrote off our campaign on numerous occasions? You know what they forgot? They forgot to let you decide, my friends. We've got them just where we want them.
There may be a bit of gamesmanship in that claim, but McCain is spending both time and money in Pennsylvania as if he believes it. Twice last week and again today, he went hunting for votes in the suburbs of Philadelphia.
We believe it's a state we can win.
Mike Duhaime is McCain's political director.
Certainly it is a state that, you know, a Republican hasn't won in 20 years, but again, we think that Senator McCain is the right candidate with that kind of that appeal to independent voters, and certainly the ability to get some crossover Democrats really is what you need.
Registered Democrats outnumber Republicans in Pennsylvania by more than a million, and the gap is growing. But Duhaime argues that moderate Democrats won't vote for Barack Obama, who was trounced in the primary here by Hillary Clinton.
I think folks in Pennsylvania are not looking for a tax and spend Democrat like that. I think when you look at somebody like Senator McCain, who's somebody who's been, you know, very fiscally conservative over the years, I think that's much more in line with Pennsylvania voters.
McCain's promise of low taxes and limited government does resonate with a lot of older voters here, like Grace Caldwell, who attended a rally in Chester County last week.
I like his issues on the economy. I trust him. I'm sorry, but I don't trust Obama.
Caldwell is a retired school teacher. Her subject? Home economics.
When a candidate stands up there and says, I'm going to raise your taxes, what, are we crazy to vote for him? I mean, come on.
Obama has promised not to raise taxes on those making less than $250,000. But McCain's been hammering away at the tax message today as he traverses Pennsylvania.
Senator Obama wants to raise taxes and restrict trade. That, you know, my friends, the last time America did that in a bad economy, it led to the Great Depression.
McCain's campaign is also reminding Pennsylvania voters of Obama's comment back in April about people in small towns who cling to their guns and religion. Vic Rossiolo says McCain has paid his dues and deserves to be president.
I'm against socialism, and I think Obama's a socialist. So I'm strictly for John McCain. I think he'll do a good job if he gets in.
Rossiolo says he's not too worried about the sluggish economy. He thinks it's mostly Wall Street fat cats who are hurting. His own business hasn't really been affected.
I train racehorses.
How do you feel about this particular horse race?
I put my money on McCain.
Most handicappers would call McCain a long shot in Pennsylvania, but he's hoping to close the gap as the contest enters the home stretch. Scott Horsley, NPR News, with the McCain campaign in Pennsylvania.
And at our website, you can get some insight into why presidential polls can vary so widely. Our senior Washington editor, Ron Elving, offers his thoughts at the Watching Washington column. That's at npr.org.